In this video, we are going to talk about the first step to prayer. Sometimes people will come to me and they'll say, Gabriel, I'm not good at praying. Every time I pray, there's so much dryness. Maybe. And dryness is something that happens in prayer. But what if, and I think this might be the case in many people's circumstances, what if you don't actually know how to pray? So I want to talk to you about the first step in prayer, the most fundamental action that you can take in prayer, no matter what kind of prayer this is, vocal prayer, mental prayer, and we're not going to even talk about these specifically, just in general. The first step of prayer is the presence of God. You have to make an act of faith in the presence of God, whether you're doing vocal prayer or mental prayer. We gather together with our teenagers when we work on youth ministry. The first thing we do is call to mind the presence of God. And this isn't very difficult. You don't have to use your imagination to do this because it is a truth of our faith. It is a truth of reality that God is present everywhere. All you have to do is just for a moment call to mind the presence of God, and He's present everywhere. This is especially easy to do if you're in the presence of the Blessed Sacrament. How horrible is it that sometimes we go into the Blessed Sacrament and we don't get on our knees immediately and offer an act of reverence and adoration, recognizing the real presence of Jesus Christ in the Most Holy Eucharist? The first step in prayer is call to mind that God is present, that God is all-loving, that God is all-attentive to your every need. And then every prayer that you make, everything that you do becomes a prayer. Your rosary becomes more fruitful. Your prayers to your guardian angel, it's not just like you're throwing up random words. You're speaking to somebody, somebody who's really present and really listening. When you start your prayer by calling to mind the presence of God, by calling to mind the presence of your guardian angel, things happen. Things happen in prayer. You get responses because you're treating God like a real person who's all-powerful and all-present. Not only should we do the best we can to call to mind the presence of God before prayer, but imagine how great your life would be if we had the habit of calling to mind the presence of God in all places and at all times. Imagine you're in the midst of difficulty, something bad happens, or you're running late for work, or you forgot something at home, and it seems like it's going to ruin your entire day. For half a second, just pause and call to mind the presence of God everywhere. This will fill you with confidence because you're aware that an all-powerful, all-knowing, all-providential, all-present God is in charge of the entire world, and things are going to be okay because He is present. Now, imagine if you're tempted to sin. In the moment of temptation, you're there, you're home alone. You might want to commit a solitary sin. The temptation is creeping on your shoulder, and then you remember, I'm not alone. God is present everywhere. God is watching me. God loves me. Call to mind the presence of God. Things become much more easy. Not only are you less tempted to sin, or you're giving strength to overcome your temptations because you realize you're not alone, things aren't as they appear, but also it spurs you on to act virtuously. Imagine, let's say for example, you are a student and there's a beautiful young woman there and you're about to go to your football practice or your baseball practice or your track event and they're looking at you run. Wow, you're going to run as fast as you can. You're going to be on your best behavior because you're going to want to try and impress this young woman. Well, how much more worthy is God than any person? How much more worthy is your guardian angel? How much more worthy is the Blessed Virgin Mary to try and impress? So when we have a sense of the presence of God, when we have a sense of the presence of the Blessed Mother or our guardian angel, what happens is that we're given a little bit of courage to act a little bit better than we normally would if we feel like nobody's watching. Now, I said that this is relatively easy to do. You don't have to use your imagination because these are truths of our faith. You can use your imagination. You can visualize the Blessed Virgin Mary sitting in your car on your way to work. You can visualize our Lord Jesus Christ walking with you, going on a walk with you, talking with you. If you do that, guess what that's called? That's called mental prayer. Good job. That's nice. But you don't have to use your imagination throughout the day. These are truths of our faith. God is present everywhere. You really have a guardian angel that goes with you absolutely everywhere. You are never alone. And you might say, well, how is the Blessed Virgin Mary present? Well, I don't know the intricacies of how heaven works, but I can assure you this. If Our Lady is the mediatrix of all grace, That means that every grace that God is giving to you at every single moment to accomplish His will, if that is given to you through the hands of the Most Blessed Virgin Mary, I can assure you, she is aware of absolutely every little thing that is happening to you. She's there present. She knows what's happening. She's making sure that you get what you need. These are truths of our faith. You don't have to use your imagination. This is simply reality. And the reality is God is always present and God loves you. God bless you, God love you, and we will see you very soon.